All right, so the story about this video that I made, I was just there. I get there, I was peaceful. I just didn't talk much, just tried to be a fly on the wall. And it was a funny thing because a few weeks ago, I was out at this random skate spot in the middle of nowhere at night. And these out-of-town semi-pro skateboarders were there with a mini camera crew and some local skate buddies trying to shoot some awesome videos. And I just happened to be there, and everyone's tired, and this one kid is trying to land this special move on the box. It's a very simple, very shallow box. It's like a triangle ramp thing. And he wants to go jump up off it, do a kickflip, and land coming down the other side. And he couldn't get it. And it, probably because it was tired. He's not incapable. He's trying to land it. And so I'm sitting there doing Instagram story after Instagram story while he keeps trying again and again. And eventually he gets it. And I'm the one that caught it on my phone. And he wasn't trying to do phone. He was just trying to land the trick, not even for a video. Well, so I posted it and I'm like, I got it. He's like, yeah. You know, I'm like, yeah, my trash Android phone, you know, actually got a terrible video of it, but it's proof. You did it, you know. So we got to be friends, and I find out that this guy actually is friends with Jayan, and he's actually, he's positive on his Instagram follows. And I was just happy to be there with him. Well, he was the guy that won first place at this competition, and he used that same trick in his final run. In fact, I think it was the last trick he did. In a long sequence of zero mistakes. It was fantastic. I saw him landing that trick all day and I was just so happy for him. I'm like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, go, man. Never talked to him the whole time I was there. He was busy. Just talked to him now after I got the video done. So the kid that plays third, I actually know him and met him randomly through Royu and just being friendly, walking up and saying hello to people at the skate park. That's the only reason I know the kid that ran, they got third. And of course, Jayan placed second. He's got amazing mad skills, but Jayan does not, he doesn't do old school flat pad tricks. He does much more aggressive, difficult stuff on vert ramps. And so when you've got a park that has a lot of grind tricks, it's just, he's not going to play super high. And he knows that. Well, as it turns out, all three of these guys, follow this. The skaters that placed first, second, and third, all of them learned at the skateboard shop, the same skateboard shop that got angry at me for talking too much. Okay, so I went there, as I said yesterday, intending to make friends. And in the end, I did. When I got my video done, I woke up the next morning with absolutely nothing to do. All my friends had run away from me. Everyone canceled. Everyone was out of town. Typically, I might even see Jayan on that day, but he was busy. Nobody loves me. I'll just be alone. I had a full empty desk and schedule that day. So I spent 8 hours filtering through the videos I had. And I made a video for Legends with the song Legends Never Die for these skateboarders. And I showed the story of their practice and their semifinals and their finals. And there were so many random videos I got of these guys doing strange things. Like this guy was here and that guy was there and this guy's falling down and that guy's succeeding and they're both in the same video and they used the same tricks and pulled it off in the competition. Like there were so many coincidences in the videos I found. I mashed this thing up. It was a shoddy camera. But in the end, I freeze framed it like Michael Mann would do at the end of a lot of Miami Vice episodes. He'd like slowly freeze it down, like, you know, like freeze what would be maybe 5 frames at a time and then just stop it. And it's like, that could be an awesome photo, but I know the story behind it. That's how Miami Vice would end a lot of the time. And so I ended the video with that. All three guys randomly standing at the top of a box. Oh yeah, it was quite... Well, no, it's top of a quarter pipe. Excuse me. No, that was it. And I put the Chinese, identified their places, and I said all three guys learned at this skate shop and had their Instagram. And the skate shop loved it. They sent me a message. So am I forgiven? Are we friends now? I went there to make friends, determined to make friends, determined to keep my mouth shut, determined to just be friendly, determined to be sociable without having to be hyper social. I went there to make friends and I succeeded. I might have even taken a self-made enemy and turned that enemy into a friend. I say self-made. I made that person my enemy. The reason that I wanted to do this was because when I saw how much it, when I saw what the political worms and the power mongers were doing to these kids, they haven't gotten their money from the government yet because of lawsuits and investigations. And that affects the kids that are innocent. And as I'm seeing these kids get smeared on the 6 o'clock news, everyone saying that the kids are bad, and then they're blaming the coaches who only did the best that the committees would allow them to do. And no one on the committees is resigning or changing. They're discussing doing half of the rules that they should have done from the beginning. Or making half the rules they should have made from the onset. As I'm watching the kids suffer at the result of Taiwanese government incompetence and local businesses and their greed, my solution was to make the Legends Never Die, you know, League of Legends theme song of Taiwanese skateboarding. It's in English, so they don't know about the song, really. They might not even know that it exists because they don't even understand the words. They just, it's this amazing song, but they don't know what it's about. And so I said, Taiwan needs a skateboard montage with this. They need it. They need it. And I've been wanting to do this for a month. And so after I went up there, I'd gotten the photos. I wasn't expecting to do much with it. I wasn't expecting to make anything. I just wanted to practice using the camera. That was all. I didn't expect to get anything good. Drove 90 minutes to get there. Took photos for 90 minutes. Drove 90 minutes home in the freezing cold without nothing but a jacket. Pardon my English. And I got home the next day. I'm like, I can make that montage video. And I did. So anyhow, that was the I love you to the skate community, and that was my I love you to the guys, and they've all expressed their appreciation, everybody that was part of it. And I don't know, you know, the thing is, as in this, there's so much of this that applies to everything else in the world. I'm just watching this one situation and I'm seeing how applicable it is, how much it teaches me what we should be doing in these times. The solution to their political problems is to continue to be awesome skaters and their friends, the video makers, to be awesome video makers, the competitions to be awesome. Vans sponsored this thing at a very interesting time. Vans sponsors Jayan. They know about the political problems. They know that he was in the news. And they know that he was uninvited to a recent competition. Vans scheduled this meet at a very suspicious time, maybe trying to drip some peace and love. And so even the skateboarding companies, I'm not going to presuppose anything about Vans other than to say that the timing is suspiciously loving. And you better believe that the skateboarders, after all this bad news, so many of those kids were there. They're happy. They're so happy to have their day in the sun. And that's the solution. Loving each other and doing good work and staying together. And loving each other by means of doing awesome work together. And that was how it happened. I don't know. Apply it to the election, because it does apply, you know. See you next week.